for the good, the bad,
hold that thought,
and the dumb
on the Mighty Gwyn Show.
You heard the lady. It is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. That journey we take every day around this time to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Bring you the stories we don't normally bring you. Stories that qualify as good, bad, and dumb. They are compiled by producer Ron every single day. He has done it again. Ron, no pressure.
Oh, there's never any pressure.
No pressure at all. What do you have for us?
I'm getting to live out my childhood. That's the goal. That's nice. The good of the day. My childhood is coming true. Let's just wish it was something.
Sitting across the glass from a very handsome man was your childhood dream.
No, that would be. No.
That wasn't it?
That would be a scary childhood dream right there. No, my childhood is to live out Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
I've always wanted to go and get a candy bar and find a golden ticket. I now have that chance to go to a store, buy a case of beer, and find a golden can.
A golden can?
Golden can.
A case of beer.
Bud Light is doing a promotion, the Strike Gold promotion, where they have put out 36,000 gold cans.
That's a lot of cans.
Across the country. In unmarked boxes. They're just, it's just a blue box has a gold can. You rip it open. Hey, maybe there's a gold can in there. The winner, after you find a gold can, you have to take a photo with it, hashtag it, throw it on their Twitter page. Gold can promotion. There's a whole bunch of little rules that you need to do. You can win tickets to the Super Bowl.
Nice. Now, will you get is it Willy Wonka-esque in the sense you will get a tour of the Bud Light factory?
Probably. Why not?
Will you get to fly around in the sky in an elevator?
I don't know if I don't know if you get to fly in a glass elevator. You will, assuming you have enough of those, you will feel like you're flying.
I'm sure you would. By the time you actually find this golden can, you're going to qualify for
A glass elevator where it did float up and eventually had to come down. You probably will crash hard after consuming one too many Bud Lights.
Very, very true. This is now. I would be a lot more excited about this if Bud Light was a good beer.
That's the downside of it all.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't Stella or somebody a little higher end do something like this? I mean, if I have to drink umpteen thousands of cans of Bud Light in order to find the golden can, I want equity. I want equity in the Bud Light company at that point.
And it's a valid excuse. Or at least,
Conor McGregor this. I want
maybe a career opportunity to being a taste tester.
Yeah, and I can tell them that their beer is not good enough. But hey, it's a great promo. Look, whatever they're lacking in terms of their hops and yeast mixture, they're making up for in the promotion.
Good
department.
Idea.
This is pretty good.
Yeah. I like it. My bad for the day, and this is going to this might set you off, so I do want you to spend remember the time frame, because we do have a dumb to get through.
Okay.
My bad for the day is there's a military family en route to picking up, I don't know if you saw the story.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up their son, who is a soldier fighting in Afghanistan and unfortunately had gave his life for this country. The family was announced at the on the airplane for everyone to remain seated so these guys could get off the plane first so they can get to the connecting flight. A normal routine thing that happens all the time. Except for what they had to endure was going through the first class cabin of this airplane, they were met with a lot of boos and jeers because these first class passengers had to wait.
I'm just going to leave it at this. It's a very good thing I wasn't on that flight. If I had been on that flight, their families would have been coming for them. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't have dealt with that well. Those people are lucky that I wasn't on that flight. And those people are lucky for a little thing called restraint. Because somebody obviously exercised it. And I'm sure the rest of the plane knew what was going on.
Yeah, you hear the announcement. You see a family get up from coach. They're what it's called the Gold Star
family.
Gold Star family. if you hear an announcement a Gold Star family is getting off the plane, you know the reasoning behind it.
They should have stood up and said thank you.
Yeah.
They should
clap.
Have. They outright applauded. But
which normally does happen, or people are just very quiet, or, you know, send their well wishes, or you can just feel the warmth coming from passengers.
Right. But similar to the way that they don't release names of victims of certain types of crimes, I wish the airline would release the names of the people who were in first class that day. I really do. Because they deserve every bad thing that happens to them. And I sincerely hope bad things happen to them. Because if I had been there, bad things would have happened to them.
Definitely.
There you go.
Moving on to the dumb. And I'm sticking with the theme of American patriotism, because American patriotism is dead in college.
Yes, Dylan. It is.
I have two colleges for you. One is Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, has decided to remove the American flag because it's a complicated symbol.
Complicated in the sense that it represents freedoms that they take for
granted. It's a complicated symbol because people are upset right now and burning it. So they're removing it altogether. That settles it.
Can we remove and burn Hampshire College? Is that
possible? I got another one for you. Loyola College, which I believe is the Southern California one. Or there's one. I know there's one in California.
Loyola Marymount.
I don't know if it's that one, but it is a Loyola College, which seems to be a common theme in California. They have canceled American-themed party because it may oppress some people.
I would like to oppress college. Can we oppress college? Because I am quite frankly, you know what, though? In a way, it's good, Producer Ron. Because everybody who wants to ban the flag because it's complicated, everybody who feels oppressed by an American party in college, you are proving to the country why you lost. You are showing the world why everyone stood up against you, and it's awesome. Have a great Thanksgiving. Choke on it.